this week in Delaware County. Steve Lindell, Vice President, Director of Operations. I'm going to forego the huge introduction because we need all the time in this segment to talk about some very, very pertinent and factual information about the Muncie Community Schools. I asked Dr. Stephen Ball to be a guest. The most recent news and information coming out about retirees and insurance. Who's affected? How did this happen? And how much money is being saved by this occurring?
Well, we have about, currently we have just about 170 people between teachers and other non-union employees who retired either early, meaning they retired between 55 and 65, or after 65, who are still choosing to remain on the Muncie Community School insurance. And that cost historically has been just about $1.8 million. And so we're hoping to not provide the supplements for them that we've paid, meaning they can still remain on our insurance, mm-hmm. but they're going to have to pay the entire cost of that insurance. And that'll save us about, you know, $1.6 to $1.8 million. And then other changes we're making to the plans will save us about another $500,000.
Now, how big are the numbers, the totality of the cuts that at this point, and this number, I have talked to you several times about this, this number kind of ebbs and flows a little bit from time to time.
It does, and people like to say, well, it's not the exact same number every time. Well, of course it's not, because, uh-huh. you know, we're a $70 million organization, and so every time, you know, one thing changes, it has an impact and they have ripple effects, but most recently, we'd say we've been saying basically for about a year and a half that we have to cut about $11.5 million out of our budget to eliminate the structural deficit, meaning that, you know, if you look across all of our funds, you know, we're spending about $11 million more than we take in. And we've obviously, that's the number one thing. First, we have to fix that. Unfortunately, we got some bad news as we did our tax anticipation loan for this year. Last year, we had taken out a $10 million loan. We projected being able to do that this year. It came back through the, you know, our bond council that we're actually going to only be able to ask for $7.8 million. So that really adds another $2.2 million to things we have to cut. You know, we've identified about $7 million worth of cuts so far that need to be made. In total, we got to get to about $13.5 million just to balance the ship. And then we still have to go back and pay off some old bills and things like that, some of which date back to 2013.
Stephen Ball is the superintendent of Muncie Community Schools. He's our guest this week in Delaware County. Some people might ask, well, why aren't you, you know, looking at paper and paper clips? You talked about that in the State of the Schools address. The numbers are kind of too big to deal with that kind of cuts, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I mean, our entire paper budget's about $200,000 a year.
Okay.
So if we eliminated every piece of paper that the corporation purchases, uh-huh. you know, it's then we still only have, you know, $13.5 million worth of cuts to make.
You've compared this situation, by the way, to me and to others, too. Gary, Indiana is in a very dire situation in their school district. Could this and our MCS situation get up to that level if little or nothing is done?
You know, we're very close to being there. You know, when you talk to the Gary superintendent, or I talk to people down at the State House, you know, Muncie and Gary are definitely sort of in a class by themselves. One of those issues is the circuit breaker property tax impact. Mm-hmm. You know, the highest two corporations as far as the impact of that circuit breaker are Muncie and Gary. I think Gary's a little higher than ours. But Gary also has some loopholes that were put in the original law. So we may actually have the worst impact across the state. And so we're, you know, every dollar in property tax funds that we would be due, we're actually getting about, you know, a little over half of that. The city is in the same situation in Muncie, but that obviously has a negative impact on us. In addition, as our enrollment drops, we continue to lose state funding, you know, through the general state aid as well.
Stephen Ball is the superintendent of Muncie Community Schools, our guest this week in Delaware County. You have a personal vested interest in all this, too. I mean, you've got kids in the school system.
I do. But, you know, it's not just the interest of those two kids. It's the interest of all 5,800 students that we have. And we have an obligation to do, first and foremost, always what's best for kids. And I think anybody who gets into education knows that. And that's why these decisions are so tough. You know, when we looked at, you know, having the impact on the retiree insurance, which, you know, nobody wants to do. Nobody wants to make that change. The key is, when we look at what our alternatives are that are going to save that same amount of money, you know, two easy alternatives, that, and none of them being easy, but two of the other options that would be out there. One would be to go back and look at closing a number of our schools in order to balance that same amount of money. Well, if we were going to take something from a 2014 facilities report from Performance Services, one of the options they suggested that would save just about $2 million would be to close Northside Store, Sutton, Grissom, and Mitchell. Now, that would impact about 1,699 students and 190 staff members. That would save the same amount of money as potentially these changes to the insurance program. And so, you know, people are unhappy. I understand that. But we would probably have a lot more people unhappy if we told 1,600 of our kids that they were going to move to different schools next year.
Worst case scenario, how bad could this potentially get if enough isn't done and quickly enough?
Well, I think the key is, first, we'll just start to miss payroll. You know, I mean, Gary's had that situation a couple of times.
Really?
I mean,
they have? Wow.
Yeah, they've missed payroll. They've gone away from direct deposit, in fact, because they can't guarantee that they're going to have the money in the bank 2 days ahead of payroll.
Wow.
So they haven't even had direct deposit for a couple of years. You know, we're hoping to not be there. You know, I mean, historically, we've sort of, I think the Muncie Community Schools have tried to sort of downplay the fiscal situation and figuring that they'll, you know, we'll be able to solve this. You know, we'll be able to make some minor changes here and there and get there eventually. You know, we're at the point now where there are no minor changes to be made. We're absolutely out of cash. And so, you know, we have to make pretty major cuts. Short of doing that, you know, we're going to be at the point where we'll stop to make payroll. You know, that's not fair to our students or our staff. You know, when we start making payroll, people start to find other jobs. Now I have classrooms which will not have teachers to teach the kids in them. We have to solve this problem.
Has the board considered the possibility of asking for a tax increase referendum or something like that?
Yeah, they have. And, you know, what I've told them as far as regarding a referendum is, I feel, as a, you know, as a taxpayer in our obligations to taxpayers, that we need to get our fiscal ducks in a row before we do that. First, you know, there was a referendum 2 years ago that failed. And one of the issues is, if we had asked for that money, we were asking for about $3 million at the time, that wouldn't have even been enough. And so we need to make sure that our numbers are solid and we have, you know, our fiscal situation well in hand before we go out and ask the taxpayers for money. And then I think we have to look at both. Are we going to ask for operating funds and potentially some bonds to do, you know, some of the facilities work that has been neglected over the last, you know, couple of decades?
You've shared lots of information since you've been superintendent, and especially in the last several many months, about this financial situation and beyond. I know that in the interest of openness and communication, you have a lot of that data on the school system website and so forth. You encourage people to look into it, to drill into it, and to see the realities of the situation, don't you, Steve?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the things I talked to a couple of the retired teachers, you know, who came in who were very upset about, you know, the change to their insurance coverage. And what I said is, you know, guys, there aren't other options. And they're like, well, can we see the budget? We want to go through it. I'm like, absolutely. It's on our website. Go look at it. And if you can come up with some way to save $2.2 million, I'm open to it. That, unfortunately, isn't going to happen. You know, we've already cut 10% of our administrative staff. We've cut almost more than a third of our support staff. You know, basically, we've been protecting teacher positions as much as we can, obviously, because they have the most impact on students, you know, direct classroom positions. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to cut everything we can, because $15 million out of a $70 million budget, more or less, is quite a large chunk.
Thank you very much for the time. I know that we could go on. This subject is important. It's critical. And it is very large and looming. We appreciate your openness, Dr. Ball, and look forward to continued conversation about this.
Thank you very much. One other thing I would like to mention is we did have a meeting with our insurance broker for all of the retirees on Tuesday.
Okay.
And they had about 100 people were there to hear what their options really are, because they do actually have many options besides just simply paying more for their current insurance. And they are going to have another such meeting at 6 o'clock on November 30th at the Anthony Administration Building.
Very good. We will make sure that is publicized as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.